The Eddie B. Sit Edition, an audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, she get married b'sha'at tova u'muslachat, and zechut of the limud that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of nachat, shalom bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the berachot. Amen. Rabbi Moshe ben Nun, Aruch Hashem Terchem Gan Eden, Amen. Ratzchat Yaakov ben Yosef. Today's daf on Nun Bet Amud Rishon, and we are up to the Nishtaberu Rob Tzalaoteha, right in the three lines before they get wine. And before we do that, it's important to read a Rashi, very important Rashi, on the last sugya that we learned on yesterday's daf. We learned about the animal falling. And we learned about that in certain cases, if the animal falls and, let's say, doesn't walk or doesn't get up within 24 hours, so you make the shechita, but you have to make a bidika. You have to check the inside of the animal to make sure that nothing is broken. So look at that she. You see that she betre gape asur. Katuv ba'alachot gedolot. Second line of that Rashi. That's right here. Mm-hmm. See, katuv ba'alachot. Katuv ba'alachot gedolot. Kodecha deba'e bedika. Wherever the halakha says that the animal needs a bedika, kegon, nefula, ushpura, udrusa, all the cases. De mitkashre bedika, hanimile bedorot kamay. That only helped in the earlier generations. Da'avu b'ki'el mevdak. Because they were experts, they knew how to check. They knew what they were looking for. Aval anan lo bekiinan. We're not experts. We don't know how to check. Was manazeh ve'lo sabkinan and nafshin. Amazing bahag. And all these things have been decoded. Not for us. We don't know what we're checking for. We're not experts. Therefore, any time the halakha is going to be according to the bahag that you need a bedika, you can't eat the animal because we don't know how to make a bedika. Says Rashi, ve'li nir'eh te'enu ledayan. That she said, listen, the judge can only judge according to what he sees. And if according to that she, umutal lismoch alav, dichtiv, like it says, ve'ela shofet asher yeh bayamim ahem. You gotta go to the judge in your day. If that's what the way they see it, so they call it the way they see it. And if according to that she, it's okay. Aval, hu yizair yafeh. Which means let him take advice. Let him bring all the butchers, ask them questions, let him bring all the people that know. Fine. Rashi says, in order that you lighten the blow of the stick. Remember we learned the Sanhedrin that the rabbis, when they would go to give a ruling, they would bring a lot of rabbis with them. Because if we're wrong, so when the stick falls on our head, at least it'll fall on a lot of heads, so it'll lighten the blow. So that's what Rashi says at the end over here. That when the stick falls, if they're wrong, so at least you shared it with a few of the buddy. That's a very important Rashi. Now, as an introduction to the next sugya, read the next Rashi, the next lines. Chav pet sela'ot gedolim, sheyesh pe'em moach, yesh la lebehema, yud aleph mikam, yud aleph mikam, verov shelahem avi yud bet. We're talking about now the tzalaot, which is the ribs. Basically, Rashi tells me there are 11 ribs on each side. 11 ribs on each side. Here's the picture, 11 and 11. And they have moach inside of these ribs. That's marrow inside of them. In English, they are called ribs viewed from the left side of the animal. Okay. And the Gemara is going to tell us about majority. So the majority of the ribs obviously is, so there's 22 ribs. So the majority of it's going to be.
The majority on each side?
Yes. No, we'll see. Majority altogether is going to be 12. That's what Rashi says. Rav Shalem Abigid Bet. Now, this is another picture. See also photo point 13. Gemara begins now regarding the ribs. Nishtabiru Rav Tzalaoteha. So the Mishnah gave a case. If the majority of the ribs broken ribs, so that makes the animal a terefa. So what's the Rav Tzalaot? Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan. Eluhen Rav Tzalaot. This is Rav. Shesh Mikan Veshesh Mikan. And it's six on one side, six on the other side, you got your 12. Or Achat Esle Mikan Veachat Mikan. Or even 11 on one side and one on the other side. That also is going to make a majority. Amar Zaidi says, Umehasyan Kilapeshidra. Okay, it has to break halfway up towards the top of the animal. They have a picture for you on that in the art scroll. You see what they did is they split the rib in half with a blue line. So it's got to break above the blue line. That's the part of the rib that has to crack. Okay, so it's from the blue line above. That will make sense today. Amar Abba Rahanam Rabbi Yohanan B'Tzlaot Kedolot Sheyesh Behem Mawah. And it's talking about the ribs that have marrow. As I told you, that there's four more Tzlaot, two on each side, that do not have marrow. So we're not talking about those bones. Amar Ula Ben Zakai Amar. So Ula said, Ben Zakai said, let's say the saw didn't break, but they were actually uprooted from the spine. Berov tzad echad. That means even the majority of one side, which means six of them got uprooted. Nishtabiru. Nishtabiru is, so that's terefa, that's the first halakha. Next halakha, nishtabiru, where they broke, but they weren't uprooted, berov shnistadim. Then you need, like we said, rov on both sides, which means 12 bottom, that's what it means. Doesn't have to be both sides, but it means 12. So again, we're more strict by ni'akiru. Ni'akiru, you only need majority on one side, which means 6 is enough. If it's ni'akar, but if it's nishtabiru, you need 12. Rabbi Yohanan Amar Ben Ni'akiru Ben Nishtaberu Berov Shnistadim. He's no difference whether they're broken or whether they're uprooted. It's 12. Okay. Amar Rav Ni'akira Tsela Vechulya Ima. Here's the sugya Terefa. So Rav said, if one Tsela, one of the ribs came out, and with it came the chulia. What's the chulia? Chulia is the vertebrae. Okay, let's see now. You see how it's going here? In the rib, with the rib, there's a vertebrae that it's like connected to. So now we're not, till now, because then we weren't discussing the vertebrae now. Now it's not only the rib was pulled out, but the vertebrae that it's on also was.
Each one has?
Yes. All the way up. These are all the vertebrae. There's even more vertebrae than ribs you'll see in the picture. But the vertebrae, you see in this picture, in the art scroll, they give you the, these are the vertebrae that, and they have the vertebrae even go more higher up without any ribs attached to them. But we're talking about over here where the ribs came, a rib came off, with a vertebrae as well. So the thing is that it's a terefa. Okay. Now, that vertebrae is in the middle. So I'm assuming once one comes off, and the vertebrae comes off, the other side is also going to come off. Where's it going to stay into? That's like it's a
socket.
Yeah, it's a socket.
You're saying both sides are attached to one vertebrae?
Yeah. So he says, Rav medaber al mikre, she'ehad ha'chuliyot ni'akru ma'amud ha'shidra yachad im ehad min ha'tzilot mechoberot eleha. So he says, "V'ilu asela shniya The rib on the other side, nisharabim kumai, nihimura basar. The meat kept it attached. That's a good question. Otherwise, for sure, if one comes off with a vertebrae, the other one's got to come. So she answers it that it stayed next to the with the meat. Okay, fine. Amri le Rav Kana v'Rav Asir le Rav. So the rabbis asked Rav the following question: Ne'akera sela mikan v'sela mikan. Let's say you have a rib that got removed on both sides. V'chulya kayemet, but the vertebrae is intact. Mahu, what's the law? So the Gemara says, Amar Nehu. So Rav says back, Gistera kamritu. What are you talking about? You're talking about an animal that was cut into two, which means when one complete a pair of ribs come apart, which means one on one side and its partner on the other side. That's as if, remember we learned Gistera when the animal's cut in half? That's like the animal's cut in half. You split the animal in half, and therefore, for sure, it is a terefa. So the Gemara says, Ve'ar Rav Nameh Gistera Ka'amar. Which means, didn't Rav also say a case of Gistera? Which means, now the Gemara is going to say, what was Rav's case? Rav gave a case, we have the two Sela'im. I'm giving you both sides. You have the vertebrae in the middle. What did Rav say? The vertebrae and one of the sela'im left. Now the Gemara is assuming once the vertebrae comes apart, both are going to come apart. Now both come apart, that's gistera. So Rav, meaning the animal split in half, basically. And therefore Rav already gave that case. So therefore, why would they be asking him a question on something that he already said? I mean, but automatically, by Rav saying when the vertebrae comes apart, that's as if he's saying the two ribs come apart. So therefore, it's a terefa. Rav dibera mikresha behema kilu nechtecha l'shtayim. Now, the question is like this. Rav called it a terefa. They were asking, is it a nevela? Because gistera is a nevela. It's called stop. Gistera is when you take the animal and you cut it in half, that makes the animal a nevela. Now, there's a big difference between a nevela and a terefa. The nevela brings tumah. So therefore, what did Rav say? They asked him, Rabbi, two sela'im on one on each side fall apart. Oh, that's gistera. That's a nevela. What do you mean? You gave the exact case and you called it a terefa. You gave a case where the vertebrae came apart, which the Gemara is assuming now where both sela'im must have fell off, and you called it a terefa. Then when they ask you the same question, you say, gistera means it was cut in half as a nevela. Ki kamarav sela belo chulya. What Rav said is a terefa, he was talking about where one rib came up without the vertebrae. That's why it's a terefa. He didn't say, he said the sila with the vertebrae. How can you tell me that he was talking about without a vertebrae? He said it's a vertebrae. Sela v'chatzi chulya. He meant to talk about when not the full vertebrae came off. The sela, the rib came up with part of the vertebrae, but enough to keep the other side intact. So that's not called gistera, that's called a terefa. And they were asking if the two came apart. So the Gemara says, wait. Nichlal derav kanav derav aseh sela belo chulya amre. Which is obviously, if Rav was talking about a case where one came off with part of the vertebrae, so must have been they were asking him a question that if the sela came off without the vertebrae, which means they must be talking about where the two came apart, but the vertebrae stayed intact. Because if Rav says if one comes off with part of the vertebrae, it's no good. So for sure, if two come off with part of the vertebrae, for sure it's no good. So what were they asking? They must have been asking if two came apart without the vertebrae. We always have to figure out what did Rav say so we can figure out what their question was. Now that you got Rav was talking about one rib came off with part of the vertebrae. And he comes along and says, Terefa. Okay, so one with the vertebrae. So they couldn't have been asking him two with the vertebrae. Because if one with the vertebrae is Terefa, certainly two with the vertebrae is Terefa. So they must have been asking two Sila'im come apart without the vertebrae. Oh. And what did he answer back to them? Gistera kabritu. He tells them otherwise gistera. That's the animal spinaf. Amar ula. But what do you mean ula tot? When we learned this, ben zakai amar. Ne'ekru berov sad echad. Nishtaberu berov shne stadim. That ben zakai said that when the ribs come apart, it has to be rov on one side, which means six on one side, and nishtaberu, and when they break, it has to be rov on both sides. However, if it's less than that, which means if less than six are uprooted, it's not a terefa. And therefore, you're telling me now, Rav, they asked me a question, Rabbi, you have one on one side, one on the other side, came apart. Rav said, oh, gistera, it's a nevela. What are you talking? We learned above, ne'akiru, you need six. Now Rav's arguing, and Rav's saying you only need one on one side, one on the other side. Ah, that's the Gemara's answer. Amalach, hatam zeh shelo keneged zeh. Over there, we're talking about where it wasn't a full rib. So therefore, over there where we said you need a rov, to make a rov, you need six on one side. However, but if it's one full set, then even one on one side and one on one side is going to be good. Bad. Which means, when did we say you need rov? That's when it's not kenegedze. So then you need six on one side. But if it's kenegedze, even one on one side and the compatible one on the other side, that's when Rav said it's not going to be good. What do you mean? The Amar Rabbi Yohanan berov shne stadim. He comes along and says, even if it's in the case of Rabbi Yohanan was the second rabbi. Remember Rabbi Yohanan said? Rabbi Yohanan said, whether they broke or whether they were uprooted, it's always rov. Six on one side and six on the other side. Now if it's six on one side, six on the other, for sure, exactly, for sure you have a partner. For sure they are compatible. Ubrov shne stadim ifshadulo kaima had minay uzekine gedze. And still what? You still need rov. And less than that, it's okay. Which means, yeah, you know why? Because no matter how you're going to rove six on this side, six on this side, even though we said you have more vertebrae, let's say you started on one side, started from the beginning, so you're going all the way six down, and then the second one, you start from the second vertebrae. You're still going to have the last one together. See, the first one on the left side will be the second one on the right side. Which means, even if you don't start them exactly.
No,
it's
just
not.
Yeah, and then
the
middle one on each.
But he says in the Mashal, sad, six on each side. The first six, starting from here. And here you did the six starting from the tail. So the last one of the left side and the last one of the right side will meet. Bottom line, he still says you need rov. What do you mean? Rav said if it's one, that's enough. So why would Rabbi Yohanan say he need rov? Rabbi Yohanan says you need six on one, six on one. Maybe six on one, six on one. It's enough to have the one that it's attached.
Use that language with the other.
Oh, so let's see. Kibra Zatam. Over there by Rabbi Yohanan. Buchna belo asita. Which means it's talking about the ribs came off without the hole that they go into, without the vertebrae, so to speak. Which means the vertebrae remained intact. Aha, but in the case that Rav Kanan of Asir we're talking about, Bukhna v'asita, literally means the bukhna is the in the olden days when they used to crush spices, they used to have like a bowl with a pestle, more than a pestle. So they're calling the pestles like the rib, And then the mortar, the poles, like the keli, that's the vertebrae, which means that's what Rav said, that the beimaz nevela, that when you have two compatible ones, one on one side, and the vertebrae is taken out, that's what Rav Yochanan said gistera. So the Gemara said, "What are you talking about? That's exactly what Rav said, which means." Didn't Rab say that if one sela came off with the vertebrae, so that's already a terefa? Now we learned, if one comes off with the vertebrae, the other one has to come off also. So basically they're asking him the same question that Rab said already. And Rab called it a terefa. Now he answers them back and says it is a gistra, which means, first of all, why did they ask a question that Rab already said himself? Which means, basically, what they're asking him is two of them fell off with the vertebrae that was in between. But that's exactly Rav's case. We should ask better like this. Rav learned the case. One came off with part of the vertebrae. One came off with part of the vertebrae. And what did they ask him? What if two came off with the vertebrae? Hazak Baruch, I told you if one came off with the vertebrae, it's a problem. And you're asking me if two came off with the vertebrae? That's the Gemara's question. Which is, once we established that Rab was talking about one with a vertebrae. And what were they asking him? Two with a vertebrae. Well, it's not, of course, the Gemara says Hadush. Lo shamia lehu de Rab. They never heard what Rab said. Ah, so they were going in cold, had no idea what Rav's opinion was. So the Gemara says, "Velibru mine kederav," which is, since they don't know anything, why did they jump to the case of two? They should have asked one step at a time. They should ask, "What if one breaks?" Okay, if you know nothing, so why do you jump if two of them broke with the vertebrae? Why don't you ask one? So the Gemara says, "Savre," they thought like this. We're going to ask one question, but from the one question we'll get two answers. How? If they would only ask if one vertebrae broke, if he told us terefa, then we know if one, kol shekin, two, kol shekin tarte. But if he would tell us it's kasher, akati tarte kamebayalan, which means we still would not know two. Which means if he would say one is keshera, so we wouldn't know our answer to two. We're going to economize our question. We're going to ask him a question that, based on his answer, we'll have two answers. So therefore, they asked him a question. They said, "What if two break?" So if he says terefa, so then you know they got two answers. If they say terefa, no. The ibayna minehada, if they would have asked him one, right, if they would ask him one vertebrae, and he would say terefa, so they would for sure know two. What did they ask him? They asked him, the Gemara is going to ask the next question. Let's start again. They had the question like this. They said, we're going to ask him one question, and from the one question we'll be able to get two answers. Which means, if they just would have asked him, if one rib breaks, so then, if he said terefa, they would know what the law of two is. But if he would say keshera by one, they wouldn't know the law of two. Now that they asked him two, if he would have answered two, his kosher, they would know one. However, if he would answer kishira, so they would say, if two is kishira, for sure one is kishira. No problem with that side. But if he would answer two is terefa, they wouldn't know one. So either way, they're not getting a full answer. Savre, it was amazing. Gemara says, imken mirtach karatach. They would have figured it out from his angry response. Which is, they asked him, Rabbi, two sedaim fall apart. You know, the pair falls apart. With the vertebrae in between. What's the law? So the rabbi said, "What are you talking? Hada terefa, tarta bebaya." He would have told him, "What are you asking? You're asking two. Even one is no good." So the fact that he didn't answer in that way, that at least that's the way figuring. That they'll ask him to, and they'll gauge his response. If it's an angry response, they'll know that it's even one. So the Gemara says, the bottom line, he didn't get angry. And we know that Rav holds even one is no good. One with a little vertebrae is no good. So therefore you're wrong, which means that's a bad gauge, because he didn't get angry. Gemara says, no. Kevan de kamalu gistera kamritu hainu de tre. Yeah, he did get angry. Because what did he say? You ask me, gistera. Two ribs fall apart with the vertebrae. That's like the animal split in half. So for the way he answered like that, gistera kamar. That already showed that Rav held not only two is no good, but even one would be no good. Okay, that is the rib story. Amar Rav Rashila. Okay, so what happened? The rib totally came apart out of its vertebrae. Even though the vertebrae is intact, these are three halachot mishmuel. So again, it just dislodged one side, even though everything else is intact. No good. Gulgolet shenichbesa beruba. That's the brain of the animal that got crushed, berov, even though there's nothing missing, it just got crushed. Ubasara hofetro vakeris. The flesh that's covering the majority of the stomach, if it got ruined, berubo, terefa. We'll see what that means. These are three halachot, we're going to go through each one. These are all new halachot that Shemuel said. We're going one at a time now. Ne'akera sila mi'ikara terefa. You told me if one rib got uprooted, it's terefa. Urminu. Kama kisaron b'shidra. Okay, now we have a law. You have a kizayit of a mit basar in a room. It's oil, tomato oil. If a crane goes in there, it's tamei asul. But let's say you have just bones. You don't have any kizayit of basar. You have, let's say, the skeleton, or you have the ribs in there. So how much do you have to have to be considered a corpse that's going to exude tum'at oil? So it says like this. Kama hisaron b'shidra. Now, you need a full shidra. If the shidra is missing part of it, it'll not bring tum'ah. So how much is missing from the shidra, so there won't be tum'at oil? So bet shemay omrim shtei chodiyot. Yeah, you have to have two chodiyot that are missing. Two vertebrae that are missing. Beter says even one cholya. Beter is lenient over here. That even one vertebra is missing, it'll not bring tum'ah. Here's the key. Amar of Yehuda, Mar Shmuel, vechel letrefa. What?
It will bring.
What about tum'ah?
Yes, one is
missing. It's not going to bring tum'ah anymore. This is for tum'ah, not for terefa. It's not going to bring tum'ah because it's missing. Now, the law that this applies to also Rabbi Yehuda ben Shmuel, vechel letrefa. The same she taught will be said by terefa, that according to Bet Shammai, if two vertebrae are missing, it'll make it a terefa, and Bet Hillel will say that even one vertebrae missing is going to make it a terefa. Now, if one vertebrae is missing, for sure two ribs are missing because they're attached. Okay. And Shmuel came along and said that what? This is Amar Vidama Shmuel. That you have two ribs that are missing, so it's going to be a terefa going to Bet Hillel. Now, the point is like this. Here Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel. What's the terefa of it? The terefa of it sounds like it's the vertebrae. Why did he say the vertebrae? You just told me, Shmuel, that if you have Ne'akrasela, even one a rib. Again, Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel said, we follow Bet Hillel when it comes to terefot, that what, if the vertebrae is missing, what do you mean? According to you, it's not the inyan of the vertebrae. According to you, the way you learned before, it's the rib. One place he tells me it's the rib that's missing. Now you tell me vertebrae. Now, if it's vertebrae, that's the inyan of two ribs. But you tell me it's not in the end of the vertebrae, it's in the end of the rib. So make up your mind, Shmuel. Hacha, sela belo chulya, hatam chulya belo sela. Which means, that which we said above in Shmuel is talking about the rib without the chulya. Which means, just the rib itself broke without the vertebrae. Hatam, but in the case over there of Betelel, that says if the rib came out, chulya belo sela. That's talking about the vertebrae came out without the ribs. So what else are we talking about? Vishtama sela belo chulya. I understand how a rib can come out without the vertebrae. Mashkarata. Okay, fine. Ela chulya belo sela. But how do you have a vertebrae coming out without the ribs? Heki mashkarata. We're talking about the upper vertebrae that don't have ribs attached to it. You remember we said that there's vertebrae that don't have ribs on the side. You look in your picture, you see there's vertebrae that go all the way up. So no ribs attached. So then with that, what he was saying according to Beit Hillel, that even if one vertebrae breaks off the animal without ribs, Shmuel said two things. Number one, one vertebrae falls apart, even though the vertebrae. One rib falls apart, even though the vertebrae is intact. Terefa. That's good. I understand that case. And the second case is, even if both ribs, all the ribs are there, and one of the upper vertebrae falls apart, it's going to be a terefa. Now, comes out, according to this, just as a side point, we know throughout Shas, Beit Hillel is the more lenient and Beit Shammai is the more stringent. Now, it comes out according to the way we're learning that in this case over here, this will be one of the exceptional cases where Beit Hillel will be the stringent rabbi. Why will he be stringent? Because he's coming along and saying, for terefa, it's got to be one vertebrae will make it a terefa. Where Beit Shammai said, two vertebrae make it a terefa. So the Gemara is going to ask, if that's the way we're learning, why didn't they list this case in the exceptions where Beit Shammai is the lenient and Beit Hillel is the mahmir? The Gemara says, "Matkitla Rav Hoshaya v'litnei gabei kulei Beit Shammai v'chomrei Beit Hillel." This should have been put in the exception case. Now, keep in mind, they didn't say their law by terefa. That was Abu Dhamma Shmuel said, and it also applies. Their law was said strictly by tum'ah. Now, by tum'ah, who's strict and who's lenient? By tum'ah, Beit Shammai is the strict one, because Beit Shammai says it'll exude tum'ah till it's missing two vertebrae. Where already Beit Hillel will say, "Nah, the tum'ah goes away even with one." So the Gemara adds, "Amalei Rav ki itshil." When the question was asked in the Beit Midrash to Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel with the vertebrae, le'inyan tum'ah itshil. They were talking about tum'ah. Da'avulu Beit Shammai lechumra. Although the rabbis learned from there another law, the gabet terefa, and there it'll be reversed. Beit Shammai will be the lenient, and Beit Hillel will be the mahmir. But we didn't count it on the list, because that wasn't the question that was asked to them originally. It was asked by Tum'ah. Okay. The gulgolet shenichbesa beruba. The second case of Beit Shammai was, I'm sorry, the second case of Shmuel was the brain that was crushed, even though nothing is missing. So the Gemara wants to say, what is Rov? Da'ed of Yirmiyah, Rov Govha or Rov Hekefa? Tiku. Is it the, how are you drawing the Rov? Best pictures here. Is it Rov Gova, the height? Or is it Rov circumference? Basically, am I going length or width? Gemara says Tiku. Which part of the animal got smashed? We're saying Rov is a problem. Is it Rov going up or Rov going around? Okay, just going to get there 12 lines down. Basara hoferov ekeres berubo. So this is Shmuel's statement. One of three of Shmuel's statements, Ubasara Hoferov Akeres, the meat that is surrounding the majority of the keres, the belly of the animal. So we're going to say if it got ripped, or Nifgam actually, his language was, Nifgam is got blemished somehow, so therefore, Berov Karua or Berov Natul. What was he talking about? Does it mean that it was ripped? Berubo? And then, of course, Shekin, if it was removed, or was he talking about removed and we don't know about karua. So what exactly is nifgam? Is it basically, is it ripped or is it removed? So Rav says, tifshot le meditnan. We could solve that from the Mishnah. Keres apinimit shenekeba o shenekra rov ha'chitzona. So the inner keres, this is ha'mishnah. The inner keres shenekeba, that what? It became punctured. O shenekra, or it became torn. Rov ha'chitzona, the majority of it. Amri b'maraba mishemed Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Harina. Kol ha'keres kulo, zo keres apinimi. The whole keres, it's called the inner keres. Ve'ezu keres paitzona. What is the outer keres? Basar ha'chofe et rov ha'keres. So the outer keres, keres ha'itzona, is called the meat that covers up the majority of the keres. So you see, b'firush in the Mishnah, it says in the Mishnah that if it was nikra, according to the way the B'yusim Harina explained, that that's talking about basar ha'chofe et rov ha'keres. So therefore, we have the solution. That's so much even nikra, like our Mishnah said. The Mishnah says, "Meidi hu datama elel Shmuel," which means he's only asking the sefek according to Shmuel. Hachi amar biyakub and Hanimar Shmuel mekom she'en bo melat. He learned that the place of the keres is the spot where it there's no more melat, but other those hairy like particles, if you remember, in the animal. The keres ha'chitzona is the part that doesn't have milat. So therefore, according to Shmuel, keres ha'chitzona that was mentioned in the Mishnah is not the basar ha'chaset rov ha'keres, Rabbi Yosef Harina learned. And therefore, you cannot learn it from our Mishnah. Remember the case of the hair-like item, just so you know this. So basically, you cannot explain a raya from our Mishnah to Shmuel. Shmuel has a different interpretation of what the keres is. Our Mishnah said that Rabbi Yosef learned keres ha'chitzona is the basar ha'chofe et rov ha'keres, but that's not what Shmuel said. Shmuel said that the place of the keres is the place where the embo milat, where it doesn't have these hair like items sticking out. But the keres ha'chitzona is the place that has milat. So it's a different spot. I'm going to talk about a different kid. Okay, Baruch Hanoi.